You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Congress and state legislatures are currently engaged in a spirited debate about whether to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens so they can get to work. But somehow the law has already decided that a divorced father who may have fallen behind in child support payments should be punished by having his driver's license taken away. The New York Times just exposed the ridiculous case of truck driver Donald Gardner, who was left penniless after a 1997 car accident cost him 3 years of hospitalization. When he tried to return to work, he found that the state had taken away his driver's license because he owed $100,000 in child support. The Times reported that divorced fathers allegedly owe $96 billion in child support. However, 70% of that is owed by men who earn less than $10,000 a year or earn no wages at all. Thus, we have a $3 billion government bureaucracy working to get blood out of a turnip. If you thought that debtors' prisons were abolished a couple of centuries ago, think again. More than 100,000 fathers are jailed every year for falling behind in their child support payments. If you think that people overwhelmed by debt are allowed to take bankruptcy, think again. Child support debts are not permitted to be discharged in bankruptcy. Many injustices to divorced fathers are caused by the federal Bradley Amendment, named for the liberal Senator Bill Bradley. This law takes us back to the cruel days of debtors' prisons. It requires that a child support debt cannot be retroactively reduced or forgiven. The states enforce this law no matter what the change in a father's income, no matter if he is sent to war or locked up in prison, no matter if he is unemployed or hospitalized or even dead, no matter if DNA proves the guy is not the father, and no matter if he is never allowed to see his own children.
Judges have no constitutional authority to write new laws, yet power-grabbing judges have created new rights to same-sex marriage, partial birth abortion, and pornography. For more about these attacks in our culture and a new book by Phyllis Schlafly called The Supremacists, call 1-800-726-8096. That's 1-800-726-8096. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartavite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I'd get about halfway there and I have to go back because my legs were getting too sore already. Now I walk there and I walk to the other end of the road and I come back and my legs still aren't sore.
I've taken stuff. I got a whole window of pills here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you sit with your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit cartavite.us for more information.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, sarcasm is just one more service that he offers, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. It's always good to have in-house guests, and our guest today happens to be here. He is from Olathe, Kansas, and he is in the steel span building business. His name is Lou Harvella.
Did I say that right?
Havrilla. Lou, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, I am happy to be here, Derry.
Now, you got up this morning in Olathe and drove up here.
Yes, sir.
Came right up 54 Highway, I guess.
Yep, beautiful day,
come
nice and rainy.
Come through the lake?
Didn't come through the lake.
Well, you're smart enough to go around the lake. How do you go around the lake? Go up to Sedalia and come down, or...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just come on down that way.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
People say, you know, I'd come see you, but I hate that lake. I don't want to drive through all that. And, you know, back when I was a kid, there wasn't anybody down there in the wintertime. They wouldn't get there till Memorial Day or after. Then they'd leave on Labor Day. But now that place is a big city. I mean, there's gobs of people there. Anyway, you are in the building business.
That's right.
And you told me just as we were sitting here drinking a cup of coffee that you didn't really intend to be in the steel building business.
No, it's one of those things. I actually got started in the lumberyard business out of school and did that for about 5 years and realized that retail management just wasn't for me. Working 80 to 90 hours, getting paid for 40, just wasn't my cup of tea. So I decided to get out and try to find something else to do.
You know, it's kind of nice to be your own boss, isn't it?
It is, believe me.
I've been my own boss for a long, long time, but I'll tell you what, you become a slave to that thing sitting right there. Now, for our listeners that can't see that thing sitting right there, it's a clock. I remember one time I hired a fellow that he'd never paid much attention to the time, and I said, now look, it doesn't make any difference what hours on that thing. You got to watch the second hand and the minute in the second hand what counts in this business. And after he'd been with me a few days, he said, you know, he said, I'd make a wonderful, I would make a wonderful, at a court, you know. What do you call somebody that sees an accident happen, Jeff? Help me. What, witness? Yeah, he said, I'd make a wonderful witness. He says, I'd say that, I saw that happen. He said it was 9 minutes and 22 seconds past 2 o'clock, you know, or whatever. So we learned to read a clock by the second. But anyway, that I know it's good to be on your own and do what you want to do when you want to do it. Now, you are in this steel span building business, and I see a lot of, you mentioned Quonset huts or Quonset buildings, but I see a lot of these Quonset buildings up around over the country. Do you have competition, or I know you're the largest in the business.
We do have some competition. We are the largest in the business, and we do business all over the country, and I think everybody, especially out there on the farm, has seen or been in a Quonset building at one time or another. And we feel we have a very unique product out there that really gives people an alternative and gets you into a product that, you know, is economical and very versatile. So we like what we do.
I have watched this steel market over the last, 10 years, I guess. And what used to be a 90 cent 10 years ago, 6 foot tall T-post, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
An iron post. They're up to over $3 now.
Yeah.
Has this affected your steel span buildings that much?
It has. Steel went up last year drastically, but it's all relative, Derry, because it went up for us, but it also went up for everybody else. So, of course, at the beginning of last year, everybody went into a panic. Oh, my God, you know, steel is going up. It's going up. It's going up. We're not going to be able to sell anything. Well, that never happened. As a matter of fact, our sales last year were the best ever.
Really?
Absolutely. And it was a surprise, I think, not only for myself, but everybody involved in our company.
All right. Now, do you keep the same quality as the price of steel goes up?
Absolutely. The quality never, ever changes. We pride ourselves in American manufactured, American made, American workers, and all U.S. steel.
You can buy steel made in the United States.
You sure can.
See, I was not aware of that. I thought the steel industry had just shut its doors. Now your main operation is in Pennsylvania, and of course that's iron and steel country.
Absolutely. We manufacture everything that we do right there just outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're right there at the source of the, you know, of the steel, and we ship all over the country. Now, when we ship several buildings at a time. So freight costs a lot of people, gee, you know, you're so far away from us, it's going to cost us a fortune. Not really. We can get a building shipped anywhere in the country for a couple $100, literally, because we're shipping several at the same time.
You know, speaking of how far away you are, I watched on the History Channel or something the other day when they were building the Golden Gate Bridge, and they manufactured every bit of that cable in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and that was a lot of cable.
That was a lot of cable, and it took a while to get it from Pennsylvania to San Francisco. Well, anyway, I hear music in the background. Do you hear that music?
I do.
Okay. Nice, quiet music that Jeff plays, just so you and I know that we're going to take a commercial break. We're visiting today with Lou Havrilla.
That's correct.
And we're talking about steel span buildings. If you have any idea that you have any questions you would like to ask about building, any kind of building, because you've been in the construction business, the lumberyard business, give us a call. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.com.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Lou Havrilla, and he is in the steel span building business. In fact, your website is amsteelspan.com.
That's right.
And that AM stands for America.
That's correct.
And I am proud to know that, and I didn't realize that until just now, that we still, you mentioned it, all of your steel is manufactured right here in the United States.
Absolutely. We take great pride in that.
Why is it that we don't see more of that?
You know, that's a good question.
Because I was under the impression that, hey, the steel business is like the shoe business. I mean, it doesn't exist in this country anymore.
Well, it's gone pretty strong over in Europe, you know, Japan, Germany. You have steel up in Canada. But, you know, I ask myself that question all the time. You know, steel is still manufactured here in the United States. And, you know, again, we use all American product, and we do take great pride in that because, as you just said, it is a rarity.
Now, these steel span buildings, you bolt them together, right?
Right. The way I explain our building, Derry, and what I try to do is I want to give people an alternative to the standard wood truss type building or a pole barn. And boy, everybody on the farm knows what a pole barn is because they put them together, they own them, they're considering buying one because they don't know that there's an alternative out there. Our building is designed to be built by the buyer, and I simply describe it this way. We have panels that are 2 foot wide, 10 foot long. Visualize a stack of Pringles potato chips. They're all the same. You can't screw it up. You put those panels together on the ground, bolt them together end to end. There's your arch. You simply raise the arches up one at a time and bolt them together. And you literally can have a building put together in 1 to 3 days.
Depending upon the size
Depending on the size.
What does each one of those panels weigh, more or less?
Well, each of the panels weighs approximately about 50, 55 pounds apiece.
Okay. Now, are they... The Pringles potato chips are not flat, right?
No, they're arched.
So these panels are arched.
That's correct. They're deeply corrugated, cross-ribbed for strength, but they're arched, and they're just a portion of the full arch in itself.
All right, but now let's say we're building a machine shed.
Uh-huh.
And we want walls on it, side walls.
Okay. A lot of people are under the misconception that the Quonset, you know, has lost space against that sidewall, and it's completely untrue. Now, when you get into your bigger buildings, buildings to put combines in, your larger equipment and tractors and machinery, we make a building big enough where you can park that piece of equipment up against the wall without loss of space, because that arch rises very rapidly. It's not straight, but it rises very rapidly where you don't have that loss of space.
Okay, Eli, again, hearing music in the background. Let's take another break. We'll be right back. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Arc Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Arc Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Arc. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Arc Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arcinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we are back. Let's go to the telephones. Jim, hi, you're on the air, Jim. Hey, is that Jim out there somewhere?
Yeah, I'm out here in Missouri. Yeah.
I can barely hear you, Jim.
I'm sorry, I'm out here in Missouri, central Missouri.
Okay.
St. Louis. I was just wondering, I want to look for a building for my mother home. I need something 50 foot long and 14 foot clear inside. How wide is that building going to be?
14 foot high, you said?
Yeah, 14 foot clear height.
We could do something as small as a 20 foot wide. 20, 25, 30 would definitely do the trick for you.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get on your website and take a look at what you got, and I may be giving you all a call.
Please do. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
See, I told you when during the commercial break, you heard your own commercial. I said, we're going to sell some of those buildings for you today. But I need a building. I honestly do. I need a building. We let equipment set out all the time. I've got vehicles sitting out. But anyway, my son needs a building. So
I'll do my very best to try to earn your business.
You would sell a building.
I would do my very best to earn your business, Derry.
Let me ask you a few more questions.
Absolutely.
Here. You were going to compare the Quonset to the pole type building.
Uh huh.
See, a lot of particularly farmers have picked up old used telephone poles and built buildings like that.
Absolutely. We try to do that, and one thing I encourage people to do, if you have access to the internet, is please do go to my website, because one of the things that I do in detail is compare our building side by side to the pole barn, and I really explain the differences. And I'll tell you this, most people, when they go through that, they will agree with us that we have a better product. Now, I'm not saying, and I'm not bad-mouthing a pole barn. You know, there's nothing wrong with a pole barn. I have an alternative to a pole barn. And one of the nicer things about the Quonset is it literally is maintenance-free. You put this building up, it's built to last a lifetime. It's the strongest building on the market for wind. It's the strongest building on the market for a snow or an ice load. They don't blow away. They don't collapse. The one thing, and as silly as this sounds, our building is completely void of any interior poles or posts, any overhead trusses. It eliminates any birds from perching and nesting in the building. You don't have bird droppings all over your hay or your equipment on a day-to-day basis like you would in a pole barn. And that right there, to me, is a home run.
Yeah, it's a major problem anywhere on the farm, particularly sparrows and starlings. They're terrible coming in.
Yeah.
And they even come and get in the equipment themselves. You let a combine set all winter and you get it out in the spring, it takes you forever to get the mouse nest. Of course, you can poison the mice, but you can't keep those sparrows out of there.
Yeah, the sparrows are the problem. You know, the other thing that really is nice about our building is that you don't have to be a contractor to put one of these together. Most people that buy our building build their own. And it's not like you don't work on the farm anyway. I mean, you can put 2-foot by 10-foot panels together with a nut and bolt. You can build your arches on the ground. You can raise them up. And, yeah, use some of your equipment that you own. You can help raise your arches up with your front end loader. You can deck off a hay wagon. There's your scaffolding. Now you need 2 or 3 people that can put nuts and bolts and holes and tighten them up. You don't need a crane. You don't need skilled labor. You don't need an iron worker. And literally in the market today, I think everybody would agree with this, labor isn't cheap. Why not save the thousands of dollars that you're willing to pay a contractor to build a barn for you? Build my barn yourself, keep the money in your pocket, and we provide you a better building.
You mentioned it's just like putting together a little kid's erector set, more or less.
It really is. It's like putting a giant erector set together. Absolutely. You can't. As I said, you can't mess it up because all of the panels are identical to each other. You're not looking for part A to fit the part B. You're not looking 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. It's all the same stuff. It's all the same nut and bolt. And I'll tell you, most people put a building up, and in 2 or 3 years, it's not big enough anymore. Our building couldn't be any easier to add on to. And, boy, I'll tell you this. Guys out there that have ever tried to put a lean-to on a pole barn that they've owned for 5, 6, 7, 8 years or longer, you know what I'm talking about when I say nightmare to try to add on to it.
Now, you can just go with this.
Go as long as you want.
You suggested, we were sitting here talking, I said, can you put, I'm looking at some of the pictures that's on your website here.
Sure.
You showed doors in the building, but you said most people prefer not to put ends in the building.
Well, I'll tell you, if somebody is wanting to put up a shop or they have a security issue, obviously ends and doors in the building, you know, can be important. I feel that, you know, our building is quite popular for round hay bale storage. Tremendous building for that. It's the best building out there for hay. To put your farm equipment and machinery in it, if you're looking to get the stuff out of the weather and out of the elements, I think end walls, quite frankly, can be a waste of your money.
Let's take another break.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Anfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Friends, I want to tell you about steel span buildings for hay or machinery storage, or if you're just needing a workshop, steel span buildings will solve your storage needs. Spanning from 20 to 80 feet wide and up to any length desired, steel span buildings is the largest manufacturer of Quonset style structures in the world. Now, these buildings are designed to be built by yourself. They're easy to add on to, and because the arch has long been known for its unmatched strength, they're the strongest, most maintenance-free buildings in the industry. And most importantly, friends, these buildings are affordable. See side-by-side comparisons why steel-span buildings are clearly the better choice against standard truss-type buildings on the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. amsteelspan.com or call toll-free 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who asks, if a criminal turns himself in, shouldn't he get the reward money? Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned visiting with Lou Havrilla today. Lou, you thought that bumper was kind of humorous.
That was good. I'm going to use that again.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I don't know where these guys come up with those things. We have a group of callers want to know more about steel span buildings. Let's start with Cliff in Canada. Hi, Cliff. You're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. And being in Canada, I hope nobody can accuse me of trying to plug your company because I don't even really know your guest. I'm just really familiar with this whole Quonset steel design from the Great White North. And I know that it's extremely popular up there because of the snow strength of these buildings. I mean, you see barns and stuff collapsing up north from snow and hail weight all the time. And the metal ones always look like they were put up last week because they seem to be self-cleaning too. As all the rain and snow and stuff slides off it, it takes any droppings or whatever that did come through mid-flight and washes them off. So the buildings always look sharp. But one of the things my friend up north was telling me that he's got one on his farm, and he said what he likes is that he never has to worry again about termites or any wood rot or any stuff like that. So when it does get wet, there's no wood to worry about. That steel just lives forever, and I think you're doing a good thing. And if people haven't gotten onto this idea yet, they better pick it up soon because it's going to last them a lifetime, and they won't have to worry about it again. Make sense to you?
Absolutely. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were trying to hire him, aren't you?
I tell you what, I couldn't have said it better myself. I appreciate the compliments and.
No, it's absolutely true. I worked in the steel mills up here in Hamilton, in Canada, and I know what steel can do as compared to other materials to build with. And I mean, now that we got to get more and more concerned about even things like seismic activity, these Quonset buildings are going to hold up better to any kind of earth tremor than a firm structure on a footing per se, because they're a bit more malleable too, and things not going to come down around you. The ends are open up north a lot because people just drive their heavy equipment in and leave it in there as a guard against the weather, and they situate it in such a way that the round side is to the windward side, so that
absolutely
the doesn't build up through the doors, you know.
Absolutely, like I was telling Derry just before I went to break, I think Quonset, 9 out of 10 times you can leave the ends open because the ends can be just really, quite frankly, unnecessary expense. Drive your machinery through the building and out the other side. Load your hay in one end, unload it from the other end, whatever you need to do. People, you know, will ask, well, Lou, what happens when it snows or if it rains? Won't it come in my building? I go, so what? If it comes in 4 or 5 or 6 feet, so what? Put some gravel or some crushed stone down for a floor and compact it, and, you know, big deal.
Well, the other thing to remember, too, is even if some moisture does come in the ends, the fact that it is open, the next wind that comes along will dry it out just as quickly.
Absolutely. It's just a very versatile building, and to point out and reemphasize what you said, it is strong. Our building is designed and engineered. It is the strongest building on the market, plain and simple, no yeah. doubt about it.
Totally believable. And, Derry, I have to thank you for having a guest on today that isn't talking about doom and gloom and destruction of the world in the future. It's a nice change, too.
Well, you brought up the doom and gloom. You said, hey, this thing's going to withstand an earthquake.
Oh, that's just what's happening on the seismic activity. I didn't think we were going to be buried by it.
Hey, Cliff, thanks for listening. Tell all your Canadian friends up there to tune us in.
Thanks,
buddy,
again.
I've got an RBN Live bumper sticker on my vehicle.
Okay, thanks again. Let's go to Indiana. Ted in Indiana. Hi, Ted, you're up next.
It's Tad, just a Tad.
Tad,
different. Tad. A Tad different, Derry.
Okay, well, it's Tad. I had an E. I'll put an A there. Now, Tad, you're in Indiana. What's going on?
Yes, I was wondering if your guest designs any other kind of steel buildings except for the Quonset type.
No, the Quonset is all we do. It's we do one thing, and we do one thing well.
Uh-huh. Well, the reason I was asking is because we have the possibility of acquiring some church property, and so I was interested in an economical building for that. But
it's funny that you mentioned that, because we've had some people actually take the Quonset and turn it into some residential properties, and I've had a few people that have turned it into a church property. What I might recommend is... if you had a minute to visit our website, I have several hundred pictures there in a photo gallery, and I don't believe I have any pictures of the church, but I do have some residential and some things where you can kind of see what they've done. Now, what most people will do here real quick is they'll just get the Quonset and the arches, and they'll build their own end walls and decorate their end walls, whether it's with rock and mortar, you know, brick, a wood siding, a steel siding, whatever it may be. Put your windows and doors, dress it up a little bit on the end walls.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was just thinking, you could, I built a stable, and my stable is concrete up. I used eight foot forms, and they're probably 3.5 feet in the ground, and the rest is up. If you put a concrete wall up, see, I wanted something the horses wouldn't kick and eat and destroy,
uh-huh.
And it's been there a long time, and they've never torn it up. But you could go up with an 8-foot wall or a 6-foot wall or something and set the Quonset on top, could you
yep,
not?
Absolutely. We've had a lot of people do that. Now, not only do we have the standard Quonset, which is the building that everybody is familiar with, but we also have a model that does have a straight side, and it's shaped like a mailbox. Open a mailbox, look inside of it, straight wall, round roof. So we have that model as well, where you can get, 3, 4, up to 7, 8 feet of straight wall, prior to the curve in the yard.
But you'd have to set that straight wall on something. You couldn't. The metal itself isn't going
to
hold it up.
No, you still have to secure the building to the footing. You know, just like the standard Quonset. But to answer your question, we've had a lot of people put the building up on a knee wall, whether it's just 2 foot or 8 foot. For example, in the city of St. Louis, I have a building there that is used for salt storage for the entire city. And they have a building that's probably 80 foot wide by 180 foot long, but it's sitting up on a 12 foot high concrete wall because obviously you don't want the salt to touch the steel.
I would think just the moisture coming off of that salt would be bad on the steel.
Well, you definitely want to vent the building, and they have a vent in the back of the building, and then the front of the building is open, so they have air movement through there. You definitely want to do something like that for that corrosive of a product.
Hey, Ted, thanks for the call. Let's go to Ken in Missouri. Hi, Ken, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm imagining that you can insulate these things with something like spray-on.
Yes, sir, you can. You can use a traditional batting insulation. We have a clip that will actually hold that fiberglass batting onto the steel. There are several types of spray-on products out there, from foam to cellulose to a spray-on fiberglass. And then there's more economical products out there, the foam board products. And there's even a bubble wrap type of thing. The first time I saw this, I just cracked up and said, why didn't I invent this? But it's the old bubble wrap that we've all seen and squeezed in our fingers after we open a gift or get something in a UPS box. And they've literally have put that into a roll and have put a vinyl or a foil backing on it. And it's air light, and it can be literally stapled, you know, to a furring strip.
But you would have to strip your building
first. Yeah, you could put a very easy furring strip on the interior of the building. Attach it to the existing nuts and bolts that are already there. You don't have to drill new holes. And then go ahead and staple that product on. So that can be used. There, to answer your question, yes, you can insulate it several different ways.
Very good. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Ken. You, in our conversation earlier, you said they're not pretty.
You know, I'll be the first to admit that they're not the prettiest building on the market. And I, quite frankly, am not going to get too many arguments going the other way. But listen, for the money, the quality, you know, you don't have to have a hay shed or a machinery shed look pretty. It typically isn't going to be built 30 feet away from your home anyway. It's out on the, you know, on the back 40, or it's out in a field away. What you're getting from us is an unmatched quality, economical building you can build yourself, add on to it in the future, and you can use it for anything and everything.
You mentioned, and I hear music, so we won't have time to go into this, but let's talk about galvanized material when we come back.
Absolutely.
Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number again, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you own a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies in the tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs.
Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We have returned, going into the commercial break, and we have some callers. Just stand by. We'll get to you in a moment. But going into the commercial break, I ask about galvanizing metal. And I've noticed that the metal that, you know, that we bought back when I was a little kid 60, 70 years ago, still galvanized. And today you buy a piece of sheet steel, you put it up, and 10 years later you have to have the paint man come and paint it for you.
Absolutely. The galvanized steel has just almost become obsolete. It's really outdated, and your point is exactly correct. Way back when, this stuff was built and made to last, and the stuff today just isn't worth the hoot. Now, I get this question asked all the time. They go, what about the galvanized steel? Gosh, isn't that going to look horrible? Well, the answer to that question is we don't use galvanized steel. We use a product called Galvalum steel. And Galvalum not only has the zinc, like galvanized, but it also has a high content of aluminum and a mixture of silicone. And the product is warranted directly from the steel mill for 30 years. And I tell you, Galvalum steel is literally maintenance free. It doesn't fade or discolor like galvanized. And more importantly, like you just said, you don't have to have the paint man come out and paint it in 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah, because the galvanized, believe this or not, but my dad built some concrete water tanks back in the 1920s. We can't tell if it was built in 21 or 27. You know, you always write the date
in the concrete.
In the concrete, yeah. And we don't know if that's a 1 or a 7. But it's still been a long time ago. And he piped water from a spring up there, and believe it or not, that old galvanized pipe is still shiny galvanized.
Yeah, and that stuff, again, that they made back then compared to what the galvanized steel that they manufacture today. Most people don't realize that the galvanized steel that they make today just isn't used a whole lot anymore. Galvalume has pretty much taken the market over because it is a superior product. And you'll find that galvanized steel, just ask anybody, galvanized steel does not have any warranty, period.
Okay, let's move on. Let's go to the telephones. Believe this or not, we have a gentleman named Ralph. He's calling from Rhode Island, and the town he is calling from is Quonset.
Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't kid a kid. Hi, Ralph. You're
How
on
you
the
doing,
air.
Barry? You guys work real hard. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you.
We listen to the best we can up here. I'm not far from Quonset, but that's where the Quonset hut originated.
I'll be darned.
And it was used very extensively in the Pacific during World War II. Most of our battlemen and when they got out of the field went back to Quonset huts.
It's amazing that you brought that up because over the years, as many years as I've been in this business and some of the farm shows and state fairs that I've been, I often run into people that served in the war and they said, hey, I used to live in one of these.
Yeah, it's called Quonset for Quonset, Rhode Island. And that's where it was developed. Derry, yeah. If you can keep an eye on that border down there and give us an update once a day, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call. To my knowledge, nothing serious has happened. But stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Returned John in Missouri. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Derry, how you doing this morning,
sir?
Oh,
fantastic.
Well, listen, I just want to thank you for your show, first of all, because it's not only entertaining, but it's educational, man.
Well, thank you, sir.
I had no idea we were still making steel, and I'm glad we are. I was concerned that all our steel mills had done shut down.
Yeah, I thought they were. If you'd have asked me, I'd have said we don't make steel in this country anymore.
Same way here. I just had no idea, because steel is a very important thing for a country to continue to make. And so, but what I wanted to say to you is a witness that I made on one of these buildings. On our farm, a tornado hit, and every building on that farm was damaged but that Quonset hut. And, with them things not being able to burn or blow down, a guy could just about cancel his insurance policy on them. But I never did have one of them. It was my neighbor's. But that tornado hit that building, and it just went right around the building and hit an older barn there, and it kind of lifted the roof on that a little bit, but it blowed down a crib and moved a mobile home over and around, but it was just amazing. And it blew a tree right there by the Quonset hut, blew the top clear out of that thing, but there wasn't nothing on that Quonset hut. So I know a friend of mine has got one of them also, and he runs a truck wash out of it in mid-Missouri and has for a number of years. And continues to. And so I say this in life, man, let's invest our money. Let's not spend it. And to me, I would think Quonset Hut would be the way to invest it. I don't know this man. I don't know his company. I don't know anything about him. But if he's selling Quonset Huts, I believe if I was going to put a building up, I would definitely consider his building, because Quonset Huts is, the way I see them, they're about the safest building that you could put on your place, and they don't raise the value as far as taxes either, and that's going to be important in the future also.
Hey, appreciate the call.
I appreciate the kind words. Thank you, sir.
I love you guys both. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to run out of time here. We have a couple minutes left. Tell our listeners about your April special.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do here for the month of April to introduce our product to a lot of people. Again, I encourage everybody to go to our website at amsteelspan.com. Read about our building. But I've got a nice building here, a 50 wide by 50 long. Will hold 210 round bales, 5x5 round bales. And we are going to deliver this and all brand new materials for $8,800 anywhere in the listening area. And we expect
now,
this
you know
to be quite popular.
Do you know where our listening area is?
It's all over.
Okay.
I looked. We expect this to create quite a bit of an excitement. And, again, my name is Lou. Please do give me a call on our 800 number as well. I'd be happy to talk to everybody in person and answer all your questions. But
let's give that 1-800 number. It's 800-894-9408. Is there someone there as we speak?
Right now I've got people there that will take a message. Please do leave your name and phone number. Best time to reach you. I personally will call you back and you'll talk to me.
Okay, the number again is 1-800-894-9408. And you will put up a 50, you won't put it up. You will deliver a 50 by 50 Quonset type building,
right,
for $8,800.
$8,800. All the materials, all brand new, set of blueprints, directions, delivered.
Now, what if we would want to make that, expand that on out? What would each 10 feet cost more?
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do on that, and this is the way I handle.
We're going to be out of time very quickly.
Okay. I'll handle that. The more you buy, the cheaper it becomes per foot.
Really?
Absolutely.
Even with that $8,800, it gets cheaper.
Yep, it sure does.
Okay, thanks. Thanks again.
I appreciate it, Derry.
Hey, Lou, it's been great, fun.
Great being here.
You bet. It's always fun to have an in-house guest. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you. While the near or far away, may the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trail to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others. others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.